Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we talk about self-awareness.
Okay, so I'm getting over some kind of bug. So I have that sexy, raspy voice. We might have to stop a few times if I cough, but just excuse, you know, I sound a lot different. I know that. So
you sound good. I think last week it was me that was sick. So that's funny.
We're just taking turns. So I found this list of questions that are thought provoking to help you become more self-aware. And it had like 50 questions. I kind of went through and selected a few that I felt were probably most relevant to, you know, middle age. And I think that I could relate to as well. So I'm just going to kind of wing this. I did not put answers down or anything. So I'm just going to
I think that's good. I think it's going to be more natural and less scripted. So I think that's good.
So the first one was, how much self-control do I have with things that I know are bad for me but tend to indulge in?
Oh, that's a good one. We know the answer for me. Very little self-control. I don't know. The smoking thing is still haunting me, but just because
you're doing great though.
Yeah, but just because I'm not buying cigarettes and smoking every day doesn't mean that when I do smoke on occasion that it's, you know,
it's hard when you're around it. You know, when it's not there, it's easy to just get through.
Yeah.
But then when it's there, it's hard.
True.
Which is where I'm having an issue. Especially after getting this bug that I recently got, I thought, you know what? I've been sick quite a bit this year and it's probably time that I really take it seriously to quit smoking. It's something I've been wanting to do, but I just haven't really, I've just been really weak. And not, you know, disciplined and just kind of like, screw it. But now I'm kind of at the point where, okay, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is only going to get worse.
Yeah.
So I need to take it seriously.
And for me, it's all mental. It's all mental. Mm-hmm. So when I originally quit smoking, it didn't bother me to be around people that were smoking.
Okay.
You know, because I was so mentally sound.
Right.
And determined, mm-hmm. you know, and somewhere in the years, I lost all that.
Right.
And I now in my mind, I think, oh, it's okay. Just have one, you mm-hmm. know, or whatever. So I believe that for this specific instance of smoking and quitting smoking, that it's 99% mental.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've just got to find that willpower, you know?
But then I feel bad after I do it. So that's sad, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a big one for me. And then I think, too, just indulging on, you know, having a couple glasses of wine at night. It's like, why? I don't need to. I don't need to do that, you know, and it's become such a habit now that, and I don't think it's a problem. It's just one of those things.
I think it's more of a habit. You just nailed it.
Yeah. And so self-control. I just need to go, you know what? One is okay. Or I don't need to at all. You know, I can save it as a treat for the weekend and have a glass of wine. So that's another thing that I really kind of, because I, you know, obviously these questions really made me look, you know, self-reflect and things like that. So I was trying to think of the things that really I probably don't take as seriously as I should.
Right.
So those are things for me. I think for, you know, it's a lot of different things for a lot of different people. It could be eating. It could be watching too much TV or too much time on your phone. It could be anything.
Working too much.
Yeah. Working too many hours. That right there can be an addiction.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the other one is, how motivated am I to change my life for the better? Which I felt like kind of tied into this.
Yes.
Again, how can I be better, you know, in as far as my health goes, not just emotionally, but again, that's, you know, I think it ties into that. And then how much do I follow through on what I preach and talk about?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because all of the above, mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about healthy, being healthy in diet mm-hmm. and exercise. But am I
Are
doing
we practicing
it?
No. That? Right.
No. And then I try. And I think with me, I buy these things, like gadgets, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like I bought an electric bike so that I can go out and ride and mm-hmm. get exercise and stuff. And I don't use it.
It sits,
sits in the garage,
yeah.
you know.
I have a bike, too, that I haven't touched in probably 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, how do you overcome that? I guess mm-hmm. maybe just by setting goals and, you know, and sticking to them. And even if it's baby steps, right?
Right. And like you said, we preach all this on our podcast, and I do it with my kids too.
Right. And to each other.
Yeah. And yet I'm not practicing those things myself. And when I think about all the changes that I want to make to be a better person or be more healthy, I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was kind of like, okay, Ashley, let's one step at a time. Let's focus on one thing.
Yes.
You'll get there. You'll get new habits. You'll get new activities, but let's just focus on one thing at a time. And for me, it was like, what is that one thing? And obviously smoking is what's affecting a lot of my health and my energy and my drive.
Right.
You know, so I think just starting with that, focusing on that until I feel like I'm in a good place to go, okay, now I can target this, you know? And I'll feel better all around.
Right.
So it'll be easier to do that.
And I, for smoking, I used to use self-hypnosis.
Oh, that's right.
There was a couple of tracks on YouTube that I really liked. Maybe it was just the voice, you know, the sound of the voice mm-hmm. was very calming and appealing to me over other ones. But there was like one or two that I really, really liked. And I keep telling everybody the one was a very short one. It was like a 12-minute clip, mm-hmm. but it was about this guy. And he was saying that, you know, you're not really addicted to nicotine. They want you to think that you're addicted to nicotine, but you're not. And nicotine gets out of your system in, 8 hours
or something. A short amount
of time,
yeah.
Yeah, so theoretically, every morning when you wake up, you're a non-smoker. And it's until you smoke that first cigarette. So that was the first one and that I listened to mm-hmm. or watched. And I really liked it. And it resonated with me. It made a lot of sense. And I used that positively. And then there was another one that was probably about an hour long. But what I would do is I would turn it on when I would sleep at night.
Oh.
And then it would loop overnight.
So it's like a soothing voice.
In your sleep. And so maybe it was hitting me more subconsciously than anything. Like I would always try to focus in the very beginning mm-hmm. because it's like stare at something in the room, you know, and count down and all these things. And I would do that, but then I would nod
fall asleep.
Off. Yeah, and it's okay. But I felt like it was still helpful, even though it was, you know, I would do it at night. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've quit before several times. And, you know, I was pregnant 3 times, quit all those times.
Right.
And then I quit again much later and had not smoked for about 3 years and had something stressful in my life happen. And I needed a device and immediately turned to that. And they say that when you do that, it's harder to quit the next time.
Right.
So, because when I quit that time, it was so easy. It was like, you know what? I am done with this.
Right.
And I just can't seem to get to that point this time.
Yeah.
And I honestly get anxiety when I start thinking
about
it.
So
I really think that hypnosis would benefit me.
It might help. Yeah. So, you know, poke around and see what you can find. I'm happy to send you the one that I listened to.
Thank you.
Or used to, but...
So this is kind of moving into a different segment, and it's more about how you're handling things that come up in your life in general. The first question is, how do I deal with negative people? The difference between the way I handled some of these things when I was younger versus how I handle them now. So I think maturity has a lot to do with that. But even still, sometimes it's like, we really need to check ourselves and be like, why am I letting that upset me?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Why am I reacting the way that I am? Dealing with negative people, I feel like I've gotten a lot better at kind of going, that's their problem. It's not mine.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, people are just mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people can just be mean for no reason.
Right.
Like random strangers, mm-hmm. you know, like a
all
clerk at the counter or something. And it's like, boy, they must be having a bad day.
All the time.
And it's kind of hard not to react to it.
Yeah. One of my examples that I thought of, so when we went to Florida recently, we got to the airport and, you know, they keep changing the process. I feel recently it's changed several times on how you get through security. Now they have the facial recognition thing.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. I haven't been through that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's this machine and you hand them your ID and, or maybe, I feel like every airport's different. Sometimes they still want your ID and your boarding pass. Sometimes they only want your ID. They don't care about your boarding pass.
Because they link it to electronically, yeah.
So, but you look into this, you know, machine and it's like, I don't know, there's a laser or something that like goes into your eyes. I don't know, it takes a picture of you. Anyway, like I said, I feel like it's kind of different everywhere I go. So I walk up, immediately put my phone on the boarding pass thing.
Right.
And go to hand her my ID. And she said, what are you doing?
Oh, wow.
And I said, I'm sorry, what am I supposed to do? And she's like, well, let me walk you through this. She was just so rude about it. And I was like, okay. And I just walked away thinking that was really weird. And then I went into a shop and got some snacks or something. And the girl was really short with me there. And I'm like, what is going on? This
right.
is so
like,
strange.
Is it me or is it the whole world?
Yeah. But I really, to me, it was like, and maybe it was because I was about to go to Florida.
Right. Right.
So I was in a good mood anyway. But I really was just kind of like, I'm not going to let that affect me.
Right.
You know?
Good for you.
But like you said, yeah, it happens everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
But I really was kind of like, I'm not going to let that change my mood or affect me.
Right.
I did vent to my partner about it a little bit. I'm like, what's going on? Did I do something?
Or in people that you work with. You know, that could be a big one too.
Absolutely. I deal with that a lot.
Yeah.
And especially in this day where everything is email, it's really hard to read people.
Yeah.
When you're getting emails and it seems really short. It's
right.
like, are they being assholes or
right.
am I just reading it that way?
Am I taking
you know?
This wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one is how do I deal with challenges in my life? And this kind of ties into a couple of other questions that were in here. How do I deal with change, like a new job, a new house, new lifestyle, new rules, new people, new technology, which is very challenging
right.
at our age.
Yes.
Do I tend to avoid it or worry about it? So I think those can be kind of tie in with challenges.
Yeah.
I feel that I get when we have new processes, and new technology, you know, new systems to learn, I get really frustrated and I just think, I don't even want to deal with this. I'm just going to let my assistant do it all. But it's like, no, I need to learn this. I need to be on top of it. I can't just like hand it off.
I am a creature of habit. So mm-hmm. when new processes and new procedures go into place,
right.
it's generally frustrating for me.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit flustered and,
yeah.
you know, and just want to, you
avoid
know,
it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So those are things that I feel like I could probably work on a little bit. How do I deal with the violence, hate, and suffering in the world?
That's a good one. There's a lot lately.
Watching the news is terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's scary.
I go through phases where I don't watch it.
Yep,
and
me
then
too.
Phases where I do. Right now I'm watching it a little bit. But as we come into a political season, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to disconnect from that. But I like to know what's going on in the world.
Right. Right.
But there is so much suffering. There is
it's
just
terrible.
So much craziness out there. And then I think, you know, like it's now, it's the times, it's this, it's mm-hmm. that. But then as I go back and look at times in the past,
mm-hmm.
as I said, I just watched this documentary on John Belushi. And
right.
so I'll watch things, documentaries and stuff, where it brings you into the past. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, they thought the world was pretty messed up back then too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's nothing new. So for some reason, and like you had said earlier, maybe it's just our age.
Yeah.
Right? Because I never paid attention before.
Right.
And now I'm
paying
more attention.
And even if I knew about it, I didn't let it affect me directly.
No, it didn't. And I don't know. I think that's because we were invincible and younger mm-hmm. and
I think
didn't pertain to us or, you know, some other reason. But yeah, it's affecting me a lot too.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it has gotten worse.
I agree. And I, not that I'm like a, you know, big believer in this fake news thing, but mm-hmm. I do think that depending on what network you're watching,
right,
you're getting different sides of different stories.
Oh, 100%.
And I do know that they're only sharing with us what they want to,
right,
what they choose to.
Right.
So I find myself getting really frustrated and actually understanding and knowing what the truth is,
yeah,
and what's really happening, and trying to research so that I can get kind of a neutral,
right,
what description of it.
Yeah. Find out what the truth is.
Right.
And another documentary that I watched, because I just love documentaries, was Rather.
Oh, wasn't that good?
It was good. Did you see that?
Yes, I watched it on the plane.
Yes. So, and then you just fall in love with him because he was a truth seeker.
Yes.
He was one of the original, you know, newscasters,
yeah,
when they started doing primetime news,
yeah,
right? Off of the radio onto television.
He made a lot of really cool changes in journalism.
Yes.
He really did.
Yeah.
He kind of paved the way.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but what is the truth? And for me too, when I went to the grocery store yesterday, and there were several camps, if you will, of homeless people.
Oh, it was really bad this weekend. Really bad.
And so I think a lot of people flock to Arizona because of the weather,
mm-hmm,
which, you know, 9 months out of the year is perfect, but now we're rolling into our summer months,
right,
and it gets really hot. But there's just so many.
It's terrible.
And now Phoenix reminds me of LA, of Southern California. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that there for a long time.
Right. It's still that way. Yeah.
But not only us, and then, you know, Hawaii too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it affects states that have better weather.
Yeah.
More so than other places. But I think that is just an epidemic in itself, mm-hmm, right? This
Absolutely.
Homelessness. And how does your heart not, you know,
break for them.
Break
yeah.
for them. So, I don't know. And then I had some money out for a guy, because every street corner, I don't think that Phoenix disallows this.
No.
And it's not illegal to beg on the corner. So, literally every single corner
mm-hmm.
Of every intersection has people begging for money. And I was feeling good, you know, mm-hmm. one day. So, I grabbed some money out of my purse to give to somebody. I rolled down my window. I was whistling and that person never came over. Finally, the light changed. I'm like, okay, whatever. But my kids used to bust my chops about that. You know, they're like, Mom, they're just taking that money to go, you know, buy drugs
yeah.
and stuff. And it's like, you know what? You can't. You have to non-judgmental.
Yeah.
You have to just give for the sake of giving.
Right. Hopefully they're not. Hopefully
and
they're
don't judge them.
Or water.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, I think now, maybe I feel more so than ever, but I think it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
I just
but you're more aware.
Wasn't in tune with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now more than ever, I think that that's, you know.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Important. And
yeah.
with inflation and stuff, I think it's going to definitely divide, you know, lower income from upper income. And
I mean, there's
middle income might go away again.
Yeah, I think majority of people are just a paycheck away from being homeless, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, with inflation now, it's really difficult to even buy groceries.
Right.
So let alone, you know, pay rent. And,
right.
Yeah, it's very challenging. And I find myself getting frustrated because a lot of the ones that I see are really just out of their minds. They're nodding off, standing up.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying to me.
And I think that's perhaps is drugs, but a lot of it is mental illness that our country and our government just doesn't take seriously and doesn't put enough resources behind it.
Right.
And I think it starts with the vets, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The people who have fought for our country. Here it is. It's Memorial Day weekend, so we should be, you know, thankful for those who served for us.
Right.
But after they serve, it's like, you know,
they're washing their hands of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one thing I mentioned to my partner, was that I would love to just kind of print out like some brochures or even just a flyer with a list of resources that are available, because I think that they're not aware of what is there.
Right.
I agree that there's not enough, but there is something. And I think I think a lot of them just don't even know about it. And I would love to just, when I see them, hand those out and be like, hey, if you're looking for help, here's some resources.
Yeah.
You know.
And a bottle of water.
Yeah. 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 I buy bottles of water all the time and Gatorades.
Yeah.
Another question was, how do I deal with emotional pain? That's one that I have really struggled with in the last year. And again, I think it's a lot of the reason I've turned to my vices so much.
Yeah.
Because
that's how we deal with our emotional pain.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
so now I'm at a point.
We cover it. We, yeah.
And I started therapy, so that helped me deal with a lot of it. But now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, I need to get control of my vices. You know, I'm finally learning to manage with all this emotion that has been so overwhelming. But that's, I mean, and everyone deals with those things in different ways. You know, some people prefer to work out.
Right.
Some people prefer to read.
God bless you all.
Meditate. Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways. Give me a Xanax.
Right. Medication does help some people. Not everyone's open to therapy, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes you need it. Sometimes just to get through a period, even if it's not long term.
Right.
Sometimes you need it to kind of help you get through that.
Or a glass of wine.
Right.
Or, you know, a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's definitely one thing to check yourself on. How do I respond to new ideas and new ways of thinking? That kind of goes back to change. But I liked the part of that question that said new ways of thinking, which again is something that I've really been trying to practice. And that affects the way I respond to things and handle things.
Right.
So,
well, I like to think that I'm very receptive of new ways of thinking, and I'm very open to it because let's face it, I don't have all the answers.
Right.
And just
None
somebody else with maybe a different perspective of something, you know, is very enlightening
and
I can be very helpful.
I think that we admire and accept that more as we get older.
Yes.
Just having conversations with people about things and getting different perspectives.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
new ways of thinking. I do. I embrace it. I like to think that I embrace it. And perhaps I don't always act on it or, you know, move forward in that direction, but maybe
You're
it
accepting.
Makes me pause, you know, and think about it and think, oh, maybe it's not, you know, so black and white. Maybe there is, you know, more to it or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How do I deal with uncertainty, the unknown, or a future event that I have no control over? That one's kind of scary for me.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with, you know, the loss of family members recently.
Right.
I find myself really, again, thinking, okay, I need to live a healthier lifestyle because... You know, as you know, my mother-in-law passed away unexpectedly at the age of 62, very suddenly. And you just never know. And losing her so unexpectedly really opened my eyes to, like, wow, I could fall over dead tomorrow. I really could. So I really do. It is important to me now to figure out how to live a healthier lifestyle so that doesn't happen to me. And I find myself kind of panicking sometimes if I think about it too much.
Yeah. Well, for me, oftentimes I have this bad habit of, and I don't know if it's a bad habit, it's just of the way that I deal with things. And I'm very introverted in a lot of things. So when I have a lot of things that are hitting me that are devastating, I keep them in, and I usually just, with my depression, I honestly, in life, and depending on what we're talking about and what's happening, but there are situations that make me want to just curl up into a little ball and lay in bed. And it's not that I haven't done that before, but then it's like, okay, Tracy, you've been in bed for 2 days now.
Right.
You need to get up. And I force myself to get up and function and push whatever it is out of my mind. But there's generally a point where I just have to kind of wallow in it, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think the key for me is, the reason that it works for me is because I'm able to push myself out of that when I'm in there.
Right.
Or I have friends that are like, oh, we know what's happening. You know, they don't say that, but it's like, we know what's happening. Let's, you know, draw her out.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And whether it be, you know, coworkers or just, you know, friends. But I feel like depending on the circumstances, there are a lot of scenarios that put me into that where I feel that I'm out of control, that I don't have control. And again, I am a control freak. So when I feel that I have no control over the circumstances that are happening and they are really, really bad, I just want to curl up.
I'm kind of the same way for, I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
And if I can't fix it, I lose my mind.
Yes.
I lose my mind.
Yes.
So yeah, I can relate to that. And sometimes you just need to lay in bed.
Right.
Sometimes you just need to have a day.
I think it's okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As long as it doesn't progress into something
worse.
And I think it's okay to be depressed. And and sometimes now, you know, in my later years, I can identify it.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And then I'm like,
depressed.
Oh my gosh, I am depressed.
Right.
And then try to, you know, dig my way out of that.
Well, and I think that's healthy. I think recognizing your behavior and why you're behaving the way you are, and then going, okay, like, how am I handling this and how can I handle it differently?
Right.
You know, you got to check in on yourself constantly.
And it may be a coping mechanism that you do have.
Right.
And perhaps it's not a bad thing.
Right.
But just know when to stop and say, okay, enough's enough.
Or ask for help, whether it's a friend
for help,
or a therapist or a coworker, whatever it is. If sometimes you just have to ask for help and say, you know what, I just need to talk to someone, or I just need to not think about this. Can we go do something?
Yeah.
You know?
Stay busy.
Yep.
Yeah, different things. Yeah, staying busy generally helps me.
Me too, yeah.
And or I'll throw myself into work, which isn't always a
good
thing, but it's okay. They pay me to do that, so it's okay.
Right. Okay, going into a little different segment here for the end of our episode. How do I spend my free time? How much do I prioritize spending time and energy on myself and on my passions? That's, I think, also something that can really help with those moments of depression or being overwhelmed or is really thinking about that and taking care of yourself. Yes, it's okay to be busy and worry about everybody else and ignore, but you really do have to take care of yourself.
You do.
And
you
do the things that you enjoy that bring you, you know, happiness and joy.
Right.
So.
Right. And I tend to surround myself with my friends that even, you know, on Friday we went out. Excuse me. And I was like, oh, the next day, although I was hungover, I was like texting, I'm sorry if I was such a drag. And I'm like, LOL, because drag is such an old fashioned term. But I just felt like I was like a stick in the mud.
Right.
But maybe
nobody
even
noticed
you know, which is funny. But I try to definitely follow my passions. And I preach that a lot, especially to my children.
I do too.
And about career oriented. And it's like, oh, just find what you're passionate about. And then let's figure out how to make money off of that.
Right.
Because I just feel that that's so important. You spend so much of your time working that it's wonderful to find something that you're passionate about.
That you enjoy.
And enjoy. And I guess I enjoy what I do. It's just I've done it for so long. I can't imagine a life, you know, doing anything else.
Yeah.
I can imagine it, but I'm like, nah. Things that I used to think I wanted, like, oh, well, when my kids grow up, I'm just going to become a flight attendant and travel the world for free. And then when I worked and traveled all the time, like, you can't pay me enough to be
to travel,
to be a flight attendant and deal with all those people.
Right.
And I don't even think it pays all that well until you have senior positioning. But I think being passionate about stuff is very important. And I feel that at times I'm overly passionate about a lot of things, you know, and I don't
know. That's not a bad thing.
I don't know if that's a bad thing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's different things that people like to do in their free time and that they like to do to help them, you know, get out of a rut of depression or whatever it might be. A lot of them, you know, we've talked about different things like finding a friend to go walks with in the morning or going to a cooking class or, you know, any yoga classes, anything that, you know, find something that feels good.
Yeah.
And that you really enjoy.
And speaking of cooking classes, there is a cooking class next Saturday. I think it's the 3rd. But it's at a restaurant out in Scottsdale. I have it written down. Actually, not written down because I'm not that old. I did use my phone and my notes on that one. But it's making mozzarella cheese.
Oh.
Homemade mozzarella cheese. Like, who? Like,
I would love to go to that.
Right? And it's, I wish it was not next weekend. I don't know if I'm going to go, but... it's just something that I heard about, that I thought about, and I thought, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to do that.
I mean, there's, if you can't make it to a class, there's so much on YouTube.
Right.
So you could get a bunch of friends together.
Right.
Pull up a YouTube video and do it yourself in your kitchen, you know, have your own cooking class.
Right. But it would be nice and perhaps to meet other people.
Right.
If you were to go out to the venue and do it. And that was just something I heard about on the morning news. Like I said, that I probably won't be watching for too much longer. it's an independent station, so it's not affiliated you know, NBC, ABC that has that political affiliation to it, so to speak. But in any event, there are some things, and maybe by watching a local news in the morning or a local, like those shows after the morning news.
Right. They're talking about stuff in your area.
Exactly. Yeah. And what to do and things to do.
Right.
If not, Google it, for goodness sakes.
Right. Absolutely. It's all at our fingertips.
It is. It is these days.
The last two questions, how do I recharge, rejuvenate, and replenish my energy? And how fulfilling is my everyday life? That's a hard one right
now. It is. I know. How do I recharge? Well, as I mentioned before, I usually end up having to go into some kind of, you know, like a little self-pity party, if you will. And then I thrust out of that. And that's when I have my motivation and energy and think, you know, of new things to do and stuff like that. So, but on a day-to-day basis, I don't generally.
Yeah.
It's difficult for
me. Well, and the fulfilling of my everyday life kind of hit me too. It's like I find myself really just kind of in a rut because I've mentioned, you know, I'm kind of burned out with my job and I'm really wanting to start kind of a new career, but I haven't really done much to make that happen.
Right.
So it's like I need to just jump in and just go, you know what, I'm going to do this. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to do it. And I think that's where I'll kind of start to feel some more fulfillment because right now I'm just allowing myself to be in this rut and I'm not doing anything about it.
Right. So. And I think that you're spot on with that. And fulfillment, we talked about that recently and it's difficult to have that fulfillment.
Yeah, especially when you have a lot going on in your family or even with friends or work, whatever it might be, it can just be very overwhelming and not fulfilling.
Yeah.
So you really have to seek those things out.
You do.
To allow yourself to be grateful and happy and, you know.
Even if you have to force yourself to do it. I find that oftentimes I'll have to force myself to do something. Mm-hmm. But then once I've done it, I feel good.
Yeah.
So maybe do that. Maybe force yourself and see what happens.
And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis, Embrace the Change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.